We begin life as lost people. We need to be found. That's very offensive for some people to say they don't feel lost, and for me to say that you may be lost may hurt your feelings. I don't want you to feel uncomfortable about that. But if you don't have the Spirit of Jesus Christ in your heart, if you haven't experienced His grace through repentance and confession of sins and receiving Jesus, then you're lost. And it's only in recognizing that that we can be found. For to be found requires repentance, a change of mind in our heart, a forsaking of sin. But sometimes people become lost when they have a relationship with the Father. Listen to a story that Jesus told. Luke 15, verse 11. And Jesus said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of the goods that falls to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took a journey into a far country. And there he wasted all his wealth with riotous living. And when he had spent everything, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and he hired himself unto a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed pigs. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the pigs ate, but no man gave him anything. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare? And I'm dying with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said unto his father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no more worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring out a fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. You know, some of us have been lost people, as everyone is lost, and we've been found. But somehow we just lost our way. We thought it's better to be in the world. It's better to be out there and gratify our own desires. And we have another agenda that is different from the one that God has for us. And we sort of lose our way and we get lost. And it's time to come to ourselves and say, I'll just get up and go back to God. Look how Jesus said the Father receives those who will return and repent. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you received me. I was a disobedient son. I ran away. I went into a far country, so to speak, and I just wasted many years of my life trying to gratify my own desires. And well, Lord, thank you for receiving me back unto yourself. I thank you so much. I love you, and I am your obedient son. In Jesus' name, amen.